performance makes so much sense in many underdeveloped and developing countries because it tends to be very much a part of the culture, performance and music. When we first arrived, this was my group, when I first arrived with my group to work with the villagers who I was going to work with, this is how we were actually greeted when we came to meet them by the health clinic. And this was just this spontaneous thing, and I think it's working. So what we did was we basically went through the same process that we had gone through in our groups from the universities in Roma. We went through the same processes, the same group processes, the same workshopping, the same attempt to articulate, refine, identify, articulate issues, and then give them some kind of performative quality. Let's see what we have here. It's another video I can show you. Like seeing videos? I'll show you videos. I'm showing you this kind of stuff just to show you how embedded within the culture this idea of performance and music is and why we chose that as a way to kind of address the issues and bring them up to the surface and why they wanted us, you know, to work with them and help them with this. One of the things that came out when we were working with the villagers is issues that they identified that we would have had no, they're completely anti-intuitive for us, issues that we would have had no idea were important to their communities. One of them was this idea of tourism, where we were staying at a certain place. Lesotho doesn't have a lot of tourists because there's not a lot of wildlife to look at. It has a lot of natural beauty, so people do come and take four-wheel drives and hikes and pony treks and stuff, but not a lot. We were staying at a place that does organize tours in this Malaya-Leya Valley area, and what happens is they hire people from the community to lead tours, and then they're paid a certain amount of money, the tour guides, and then the rest of the money goes into a trust that then funneled back into the various communities. And one of the issues that came up to us was that people would leave like this lodge and go out on their own and take walks, and a young male kid would come, 11 to 15 years old, and approach them and say, you know, I'm a guide, I can help you, what are you looking for? There's the mountain, there's the waterfalls, I'll take you. You end up giving the person money, which turns out to be a lot of money, you know, comparatively. And the little kid will go to the local shebeen, which are the bars. They get drunk. They would often get aggressive and attack people. Or women, older women, whose husbands were in the mines. I don't think I said this to you before. Lesotho is really a labor reserve for South Africa. Most of the male population works in the South African mines and then brings the money back into Lesotho, but it's taxed heavily at the border. The mining situation is really dangerous. There's all sorts of complex issues surrounding that work in South Africa. But what happens is a lot of the male population isn't around. So the women are there, they're alone, they don't have any money. The men may not send money back. They certainly often come back with AIDS. And what they'll do is they'll sleep with these young kids and take their money. So it presents an enormous problem. That's another way that AIDS is spread. So when we thought we were being responsible tourists, you know, hiring local people, giving them a certain amount of money, we found out that the ramifications on the community were really shredded the community. And this was something that came up that we turned into a performance piece, and I'll show it to you. So now he goes to the bar, he gets drunk. And then he ends up attacking three women, one of whom actually happens to be his mother, I mean, in this piece. So the whole thing ended up in this large multi-village festival. We were just part of a number of things, a big, you know, 49 horses, people on horseback. A lot of people get around in the mountain areas on ponies. Lesotho is famous for their ponies. And local dance and, what are they called? It's like a soothsayer, but there's some other name, I forget what it is. And so it was quite a big festival, and you know, we were there just as part of the festival. And what's happened afterwards is this. The group of people who we worked with have now formed a company, a little theater company. It's called Eradicate Negligence is what it's called. And they're developing pieces and performing them around at local schools and at local village festivals and things like that. And that's what they've been doing for the past 4 months since we left there. So we're very heartened to hear that the work is still going on, and look forward hopefully to be able to go back and work with them some more, or at least be able to see what they've been able to do, and the skills that they've learned from the experience that we all had together. And that's that.
Well, Eric, thank you very much. I guess I just want to just take a minute and say that this has been